August 9th marked the end of a two-week journey by canoe and kayak to New York City from central New York State by teams of native and non-native paddlers to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the first treaty signed between America's indigenous peoples and European settlers called the Two-Row Wampum Treaty. Parties to the Treaty of 1613 included leaders of the Iroquois Confederacy, or Haudenosaunee, and the Dutch. The Two-Row Wampum Renewal Campaign set out from Onondaga Nation near Syracuse on July 28th with 15 native paddlers. They were later joined in Albany by up to 200 more paddlers for part or all of the 140-mile voyage down the Hudson River to Pier 96 in New York City, where paddlers were welcomed by hundreds of well-wishers, including the Dutch Consul General. The original wampum belt has two parallel rows of blue beads on a white bead background, signifying equality, friendship, and mutual respect between the parties as they traveled the River of Life. It is the basis for the 500 treaties that followed, all of which have been broken by European settlers and their descendants in the United States. Members of a non-native group called Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation also helped coordinate the event. Participants in the river journey expressed their opposition to hydraulic fracturing or fracking for natural gas and call for protection of the land, air, and water for future generations. Native American activists also call for respect for their sovereignty as independent nations. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus was on the pier awaiting the arrival of the paddlers and spoke to Vincent Mann, subchief of the Ramapo Lenape Nation, whose historic territory was very close to New York City. Here he talks about his hopes for an improvement in relations between Native Americans and the U.S. government and the importance of the River Renewal Campaign in that process.
It's amazing, to actually finally see unity and allies coming together for a common cause. And I think it's a tremendous thing because it's not just Native people, you know. It's just people who have good conscience and a good heart all coming together. So it's good.
If you could say in your own words what you think the goal of this whole journey is.
You know, the goal of this journey is for the United States government to honor our treaties, not just the Two Row, but for all the treaties, to honor us as Native people and to not treat us like third world country. And they often do that way too much. And I think that what's starting to happen now, for lack of a better word, it's like a renaissance of Native people who are starting to stand up. You know, it's been too long where we have to hide. You know, our core group of our tribe is only 39 miles from this city. Split Rock, which was the last place that was recorded for a corn ceremony, you stand there, you see Manhattan. You know, you see the skyline. And so for us to actually be here and welcoming the Onondaga is a tremendous thing. And so hopefully this will keep moving forward. We do have a sacred circuit hoop that has evolved out of this, so that we can keep moving these things forward, including the environment, you know, fracking and new pipelines and desalination plants and all those things. So I think that as we come together with more numbers of people that have the same causes in their heart, that it'll turn into be a really good thing.
Is this journey in any way about forgiveness?
I mean, that's a good question. Forgiveness from who?
I guess the people who broke the treaties or the descendants of the people who broke the treaties?
I don't think that we should be asking them to ask us for forgiveness. And if they don't have it in their heart to honor those treaties, you know, I mean, that's on them. Somebody had put up a thing on Facebook, another native. He said, just as a hypothetical thing, that if the power went out in New York City, would we help them? And I watched it for about a week, and it started to fester. And at the end of that week, I had decided that I'd seen enough and I took in enough, and then I spoke my words on there. And my words was that we wouldn't have a choice but to help them. Because if we failed to help them, then we were going to fail ourselves. Because the disease that would be born out of that would come and likely kill us also. So this is about unity. Things can be forgiven if people are going to do the right thing. And if we all come together, then forgiveness is just something that will happen. You know, people that have good hearts, you know, it's our job to show other people how to live with humility and how to walk with humility, because it's the difference between being humiliated by your lives and hiding in plain sight and walking with humility. And, you know, to be humble, you know, to think that none of us are better than the next person or next being or next animal or tree, plant, grass. And so if we all have that and we start to embrace that, you know, which is the old ways. And if we embrace that, then forgiveness will just be a part of what we're doing.
Is there anything specific, and I know you're going to the UN, and is there anything that this project with all these people will go to the UN specifically to ask for? Do you know?
It's to honor our treaties, you know, and it's to protect our water. And, you know, this water here, not too far from here, it's actually a Superfund site. And how do you clean that with a tide that, you know, ebbs and flows? And, you know, our tribe itself has been dealing with toxic paint sludge for 49 years that's been dumped in mine shafts by Ford. You know, we need help with that. So part of that is uniting with other tribes, and it is uniting with people from other descents, and to stand up to fight for what's right, you know. The state of New Jersey, a couple of weeks back, they had a community of 300-plus homes, probably $500,000 to $1.5 million worth. And they have a landfill that was right next to them in Roxbury. And the Assembly and the Senate of New Jersey passed a bill in 6 days, and the governor of New Jersey signed that bill. 2 hours after he signed it, the state police went there and secured it. 2 days after that, the state of New Jersey paid for somebody to go there to spray this temporary containment over it. That was 9 days. We've been dealing with 49 years, and nobody's serious about coming here. The water that we're trying to protect, and they're trying to get the EPA to force Ford to remove all that stuff from those mine shafts, is to protect all the people that are this way, that drink that water. It's 2.5 million people every day. And if whatever measures that they put in place, that they think they're going to cap it instead of removing it, eventually it'll fail. We're human beings, right? Everything we put our, we're not perfect. There is nothing perfect. You know, so when those things fail, 2.5 million people, that reality of before, which was a hypothetical situation, could be a reality.
That was Vincent Mann of the Ramapo Lenape Nation. Learn more about the Two Row Wampum Renewal Campaign by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.